Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt das Peye, Perik Gimel, Mischne Ches. Hakoise, if someone writes over, Nechosev is Nechosim la'avdoi to his Eved. In other words, he writes in a star. Harekol Nechosai, all of my Nechosim, all of my estate, what I own, the Sunim is given over to so-and-so Avdi, my Eved, and then he proceeds to give it to his Eved. Yotza, the Eved goes out, Ben Chayrin. What happened here is actually something that sounds a little funny. When he gave the Eved everything he owns, he was also giving the Eved himself, because the Eved is one of the things that he owns. Yeah, but he's saying, all of my Nechasim I'm giving to so-and-so my Eved. So he's still an Eved. No, it means who used to be my Eved. So the Eved goes out free, unless he left something for himself. If he left over in the shtar, he writes that I'm giving you everything except karka kol shehu, small amount of karka, which he does not give over to the Eved. Lo yotze ben chayrin. The Eved does not go out free. What do you mean? He didn't say except for the Eved, except for a small amount of karka. So why shouldn't the Eved go out free? He said everything else he's giving over to the Eved. Doesn't everything else include the Eved? So here's the inyan. Once he's leaving something over, Chazal suspect he also means to leave over the Eved. He said to the Eved, all of my Nechasim are yours. He was referring to the other Nechasim, besides for you yourself. You yourself are not yours. He was chamfening him. He was flattering him, but he didn't really mean to free him. He didn't mean to chep him. Just the opposite. He meant to say, you're the kind of person I would give everything over to. But let me say, he doesn't mean to give everything over to him and to free him. If he meant to free him, he would have said, Beferish, I'm giving you yourself and my Nechasim. Not only that, says the Batanura, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even if the only thing the Odin has is the Eved and a tiny drop of karka, and he says, all of my Nechasim is yours except for the tiny drop of karka. Wait a second. So what does he mean? What is he giving? Everything else besides the Eved? He doesn't have anything else besides the small piece, and he's saying, I don't mean the small piece. So the Chayre here, obviously, he does mean the Eved should go free, says the Batanura. No, and again, this is discussed in the Gemara, but over here the Batanura tells us he still wouldn't go free. For different reasons discussed, once he's making an exception, the Eved does not go out free, unless he said, Beferish, you are going out free. So again, if he said, Beferish, you and my Nechasim I'm giving to you, for sure the Eved gets himself. Even though he made an exception, he said chutz, and he's holding something back. He's Beferish saying he wants the Eved to go free. The problem is, he's not making a separate statement for the Eved. He's putting it all together, all of my Nechasim. And all of my Nechasim is not 100% because he's saying, what but except for, I don't really mean it. So if you don't really mean it, what else don't you really mean? So you don't really mean you're giving all your Nechasim to the Eved. Even besides, so what, you're leaving over. So basically the Eved is getting nothing, it just sounds good. Really, this is a complicated sugya in Masechtas Gittin. And there's different ways the Rishonim learned the sugya in Masechtas Gittin. We just touched here a little bit at the tip of the iceberg. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Le'olam hu ben chayrin, he will go out free, even if the Baal HaBos leaves over some Nechasim for himself. All the different svaras we said till now, Shimon doesn't hold to that. If he says except for, he means only what he said except for. He didn't say except for the Eved. So if you're going to say to Rabbi Shimon, but once he says except, maybe he means the Eved also. So Rabbi Shimon, no. We're going to say Palginan Debura. In other words, that means we're going to look at this as if it's two separate shtaris. He says, all of my Nechasim is given over to the Eved, except for a certain field. It's like there are two shtaris over here. One is, here's the Nechasim, and here's another shtar that says, you're free. As if it was written in the shtar, you and my Nechasim. So even though he's not getting all of the Nechasim, because there he made exceptions, but as far as you are concerned, you're free. Rav Shimon says, we can do that. Is there a case where Rav Shimon would hold he doesn't go out free? Yes. Rav Shimon says, Le'olam hu ben chayrin, he will always be free, ad, unless he writes in the shtar, recall nechasai, all of my nechasim, nesunim le'ish ploini abdi, he's given over to so-and-so my Eved, chutz me'echad mi'ribay shebehem, except for 1/10,000th of it. Okay, so what are you leaving over? What's the 1/10,000th that you're leaving over? A bicycle? A spoke of a bicycle? I don't know. It depends how much he owns to know what 1/10,000th is. No, no. We're going to say over here, 1/10,000th means his evet. He must be a very wealthy man. That's only 1/10,000th of his nechassim. No, no, says the Batanur. It could be for him, he's only considered like 1/10,000th of his nechassim, even though technically he's worth more. But because he left it open, he didn't say, with the exception of a little bit of karka, he just uses this lashon, chutz mi echad made a boisha behem. So in this case, even Rabbi Shimon says, no, no, could be here he's leaving over the Eved. He never meant to free the Eved. So again, chazing over a mission. If someone writes, all of my property is given over to so-and-so, my Eved, the Eved goes free. Because all of my property includes the Eved. So he's getting everything and himself. If, however, he says, all of my property is given over to my Eved, with the exception of this and this land, even a tiny amount of land, even a karka kosher. I'm not sure really what he means. The Eved does not go free. We see he doesn't mean to give everything away. So if you don't mean to give all of the karka, maybe you don't mean to give all of him either. Why is he writing it? He meant to flatter him. You know, you're the kind of person I would give everything away to. But he's not. If he really wants to make sure the Eved goes free and to get his property as well, he has to say so befeish. He has to say, yourself and my property are being given to you. If he says that, yourself and my property, even though he says, all my property except for this field, we see befeish. Lemaisi doesn't mean to free the Eved. Shimon disagrees. Shimon holds. We don't say because the Odin left some of the land, that means he also left the Eved. What he left, he left. What he didn't, he didn't. He left out some land. Everything else, he didn't. And everything else includes the Eved. Unless the master says, the Odin says, all of my property shall be given to so-and-so, my Eved, except for 1/10,000th of it. Even though the Eved is worth more than that, but because he's not specifying what he's leaving over, here we think maybe he does mean the Eved. Just means to flatter him. And the Eved would not go out free. Again, this is a geshmaka, intricate sugya, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, which one day you're going to learn. All of the Rishonim and the Achronim. This was just a little like a telegram, a blinking light, to let you know what there is to learn.